Let's move on to the next news, where we can view a clip on BizTech Asian Midday Market Watch, a discussion between host Brian Fernandez with guest Vishnu Varathan, head of economics and strategy Mizuho Bank, a conversation of insight on regional markets performance, as well as talks about Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that unacceptably high prices are likely to stick with consumers through 2022, and that she expects the US economy to slow down. Let's take a look.
Just a couple of key numbers that came out. China left its one-year and five-year loan prime rates unchanged this morning. And shares of Alibaba fell more than 2%, despite the hopes that China's central bank has accepted Alibaba affiliate Ant Group's application to form a financial holding company. Now, that revives hope of a potential public listing of Ant. Now, this is obviously news that's current right now. But again, I think all talk is around inflation, stagflation, and our dreaded R word, recession. Janet Yellen has come out and said that recession is not on the cards, but inflation definitely is. You've got some charts to talk around these issues.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing we want to bear in mind, that the more aggressive the Fed gets, and here's the irony, the more the US economy is able to show resilience for the next 6 to 9 months, the higher the chances of a recession being triggered. Whether this is within the US or in some places outside, I think then becomes a point to pick on in terms of the details, but the bigger picture remains. And as we've shown in this chart, if we start from the 1990s, all the gray bars there are periods of recession. The shorter gray bar around 98 is shorter because it wasn't a US recession. It was, however, the Asia financial crisis. And all this happened, hot on the heels of a tightening cycle by the Fed. So we thought it'd be interesting to track what was the tightening cycle that led to the recession, how long it lasted, how much they, rates were tightened and where they ended up. So the one thing that comes across here is right now where the Fed is projecting rates to end up by early 2023 is still much lower than some of the rates that we've seen in the 90s. That said, the pace of tightening, given the current projections, which was stepped up dramatically last week, is that the pace of tightening is almost twice that, or maybe more. If you look at it, it's almost 30 basis points per month as compared to in past, where it's not been any more than 19 basis points per month. So the pace of tightening is something that we want to keep a keen eye on. And there's just no being distracted from the fact that the path to avoiding some kind of downturn is getting much narrower. It becomes more a discussion about the extent of the downturn and the duration of the downturn.